Gemara says towards the top of Daf Chav Daled Amud Aleph, of course, the pasuk in Zechariah, Vegechli Shnei Maklois, Lechem Karasi Nayam, Lechem Karasi Chayvlim. So these two sticks, one was called Nayam and one was called Chayvlim. Nayam Eilatam Mechamim Shabaret Tzal, Shemad Imim Zal Zabalacha, and Chayvlim Eilatam Mechamim Shabavah, Shemechabim Zal Zabalacha. So Nayam refers to Tam Mechamim and Tzal that learn a Nima stick away in the way of Shalom, and Chayvlim are the Tam Mechamim and Babel that Mechamim Zal Zabalacha. It's more Al Derech Machlekes and Meriva, and they're not Nechem Zem Zabalacha. And it's difficult to understand, how could it be, how could he say such a thing, that Tam Nechamim and Babel were not Nechem Zazabalacha, that Chalila there's a Machlekes and Merivas between them. It's difficult to understand that. And Bechlal, it sounds like the Gemara is saying there's a Maila and Talmud Yerushalmi over Talmud Bavli, but we know the Maisa we do Paschim like the Bavli over the Yerushalmi. The Ikalimah that we do today is in Talmud Bavli. So how could it be that the Ikalimah is in Talmud Bavli if there's a Maila in Talmud Yerushalmi, if that was the Talmud that had the Ne'imus in Halacha? I was thinking that maybe it could be mazal this LP you cite from Rav Sol Salanter, and really it's the opposite. Really, the Iker is Talmud Bavli, and there is a Maila in Talmud Bavli over Talmud Yerushalmi, even though it was a matzav of Chayvim, of Mechavim, Zazamba Halacha. And this is something Rav Sol writes in the Igeres, in the Ari Sol, in the Igeres above, and there's a Maisa brought down in Tumas al Musar that sometime he, let me just say over what he writes over there in the Igeres, he says that the limud b'tayr shikar limud. What's the proper limud in the tayr? Who limud b'charifas adas, to learn with charifas adas, with the tremendous charifas called echad machzik b'chol ois svarasa. Each person learning every charusa, he fights for his svara and he won't give up to try to be mevar the emes. And the lishma shkita saruach im kevam kida b'chaver aliyah shavu be'enav. The lishma comes afterwards, that after you realize your friend is right, you have to be masking to him. But until that point, you have to fight for your svara with all of your kaychas, as if your life depends on it. That is the way you learn. It has to be bedafka b'charifas. And it's brought down in the Tumas HaMusar, as one time Rabbi Saul told his Talmidim that he wants to work with them on learning together in the Tzura of Tayr Lishma, in the Indian of learning with Midas Tavis, to learn in such a way. And he said that they should all be Mekalim when they learn, that they shouldn't try to fight for their day of bedafka, that they're right, and try to be Mevato Das to your Chaver, because you're trying to be Mevakish Emes. It's not about what I said, but it's about what the Tayr is saying, what the Emes is. And Rousseau walked into the Beis Medrash, and he saw that everyone was learning, was very calm, was very quiet, and with a tremendous ne'imus. And Rousseau clapped on the bima, and he said, "We have to stop this. This is not the way to learn." And his lashon is, he said, "The lishma ani re'epay, but limud ain't any re'epay. I see lishma, but I don't see limud. It's not limud lishma, just lishma." He said that to learn without the charifas, without the fighting, without the mucham d'shol tayr, that's not a limud at all. Point is to have the mucham d'shol tayr, and then when you're mevar the emes, when you realize maybe somebody else is right, you mevat l'das. But to learn without mucham d'shol tayr, that is something which is not correct. You're never going to come to the proper madrega of being mevar the emes and tayr. So Rabbi Saul was saying the fakir, the way you learn is bedafka eifen of machlekes, eifen of riva, eifen of fighting with the chavrusa and being eimed al emes to try to know what's the emes in the tayr. And then when you realize that somebody else is right, you have to be mevatel das. But the way to get there is bedafka through an inyan of chavala and an inyan of machlekes. So it could be that's the shadow here. We were saying that it's true that tamlicham and babel were mechabim zazabah halacha, but that wasn't a chisaron, that was a milah. They fought for their svar and their mamish, fought for the emes, like the life depended on it. And mimela, they were able to come up with such a bira lamito shotara. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a different mahalach. It was more how they did it. Rabbi Saul's Talmidim in the beginning, they decided to learn Lishma with an Emes, and there was an Emes, and there was a Lishma, but the limit wasn't the same limit because of that. It did not come out with the same clarity at the end. So even though in the beginning, the Talmud Yushami was more clear because there was no Mechlegesen, but the end brought to the Bir Emes at the end was less. And Bavel, the Talmud is full of Mechlegesen and full of Stiris and full of Amal and Ian, but the Bir Emes who comes at the end comes out to be on a very high madrega. So that is really the mile of Talmud Bavli. And even though the Gemara says that Mechshachim HaShivani is Talmud Bavli, that's because there is a Chayshach, because it does come with tremendous Machlekes and Ian to try to figure it out. But because Mitaych LeChayshach comes with tremendous Ar, that's the Ar of Talmud Bavli, and that is the reason why Talmud Bavli became the Deker Talmud, Kufa, because of this madrega of Chayvim that you find in Talmud Bavli.